National Garage Door Company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorco.charleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself. The only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it. The Betty White of sports radio. The myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Fan Talk built by Baker Roofing. Been in business over 100 years. One of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. I am on the road today. I'm broadcasting live today from Harborside East. I'm right on the harbor, Trent. I'm big time, man.
Yeah, you are. You're everywhere, Bobby. You're across the country. I mean, across the state. You're doing well. We're getting big.
I can look right out my window here looking at the Charleston Harbor. How about that?
Yeah, living big.
But Harborside East is site of the Charleston edition of the Welcome Home Tour. Shane Beamer is going to be here tonight. The brand new soccer coach is going to be here. I believe the volleyball coach, the equestrian coach. So a number of coaches are going to be here tonight. And, of course, a number of Gamecock fans will be here tonight as well. Kicking Chicken here is here setting up the food, and the doors are open at 5 o'clock. If you have a ticket, if you don't have a ticket, I'm sorry to tell you, this event is sold out. It has actually been sold out for about 3 weeks now. This is the final leg of the Welcome Home Tour. And Shane Beamer's been busy. We were just talking about that before we went on the air. This week he's been in Columbia, Aiken, Charlotte. He actually had a golf tournament this morning in Columbia, and now he's coming down here. So, Shane, he may sleep good tonight. If he played golf in this heat and has to come down here. But he certainly, if you've watched him since he's been in Carolina, certainly he has a ton of energy. And it's going to take a ton of energy with the job he has ahead of him. So, anyway, I'm sitting here sweating out the Braves. Braves lead 6-3 over the Mets. Right now, two out in the bottom of the ninth, and the Mets have a runner on third base. Who cares about him? Just get that third out and win that series against the Mets. It is Thursday, and apparently it is National Chicken Wing Day.
All right. I had some chicken wings last night, Bob. They were real good.
Who better on National Chicken Wing Day to have the Kicking Chicken here?
No, there we go. I mean, they make some good wings over there, don't they?
So, and here we go. It is also National Chili Dog Day.
All right. Now we're getting
a little
too much.
And we just had National Hot Dog Day Tuesday.
Isn't that the same thing, Bob? Well, not really, but it's the same kind of food. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Let's make it all one, right?
What are you going to have, National Slaw Dog Day next week or something? I mean, there's a thousand ways you can fix a hot dog.
National Ketchup
Does each
and
way
mustard
have
day?
A day?
Yeah, right.
But I found in my many years on this earth, some of the best hot dog chili is like in country stores.
Mm.
If you go in a country store or a gas station out in the country and you see a crock pot and they've got hot dogs and you see a crock pot, chances are that chili's going to be really good.
You better dive in, that's for sure.
Yeah. I always make a big pot of chili before football season to have. I use the Aiken Pool Hall recipe.
Ooh. What does that, so, what's that entail of?
I've never been to the Aiken Pool Hall, but they've got a really good chili. A good chili dog is really hard to find.
Oh, yeah. And not at any of these ballparks. The chili's just not enough. You know, it's not good
enough.
Don't
give me that canned Castleberry Brunswick crap.
Get out of here.
No.
Get out of here.
No. So, but you can find a good chili dog anyway. Also, tonight we've got the NBA draft. Yee! Trent, I expect a full report tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Putting you in charge of that.
Absolutely. Where Cade Cunningham is already going number one to the Detroit Pistons, we'll see his career end very soon over there.
His career in Detroit?
Yeah, you know, they produced some great players in the last 20 years, right?
I imagine Detroit has had pretty good draft picks over the years.
They've had a couple, but seems like none of them have panned out as of recent. Maybe Reggie Jackson.
All right, coming up at 3:25, our weekly visit with David Kloniger. We have a world-famous award-winning fishing report with Mike Abel coming up at 4:45. 5:45, we'll talk some golf with Scott Glaze. And between all that, your phone calls are welcome, 843-721-9500. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at FanTalk98.9. Obviously, we tell you every day, lots of ways you can listen to us anywhere you might go. You can listen to us online at charlestonsportsradio.com. You can get us on your Alexa device. You can go to the App Store or Google Play, download the app. In fact, you can download the app for all our stations. The City, if you like oldies. Classic Country, if you like old country music. You've got the hip-hop, old-school hip-hop. So number of stations you can download. Each station has its own app now, so you can do that. But to get us, just download ESPN Charleston. And once you get that, on that app will be links to all the other stations.
It's great.
So you don't have to download five different apps.
Very efficient. Very efficient the app
yes,
is.
Yes, absolutely. We're a week away from the NFL Hall of Fame game. That'll be the Cowboys and the Steelers next Thursday night. We're a week away from college football camps opening up. Players, I know at Carolina reporting on Thursday. Practice starts on Friday. 37 days until Clemson plays Georgia. Carolina plays Eastern Illinois. And they don't get Citadel. 35 days until Citadel opens their season at Coastal Carolina. And 6 weeks from today, 42 days, the NFL season gets underway.
So we
are right here.
Oh, yeah.
We're on the cusp.
Home stretch, Bob. Home stretch.
And thank you, Big 12, for being here for us. I can't thank you enough for being here for us. We're also 112 days until our Fan Talk Family's Radiothon. That'll be coming up November the 18th. 12 straight hours live from the Ronald McDonald House, live from inside the Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, we're not freezing.
Which I can't stress enough how important that is after last year. Last night, Mets beat the Braves 2-1. Braves win the day 6-3. So they're now still under 5. They can't get 500.
So close.
They're 51-52 now, 4 games back of the Mets. But they do win the series, so that's good. And if you think about it, the 2 games the Braves lost were 1-run losses. The pitching has been fantastic in this Braves series. You got to like that. Of course, the Mets aren't the best hitting team on the planet. I do realize that, but I'll take it. River Dogs beat Columbia last night 3-2. They're now 52-21. So
wow.
There you go. That's setting the stage.
Very nice. Very nice.
I didn't watch any. I went to bed last night. I was tired. I knew I had a big day today. I didn't watch anything last night. No Olympics. Just went to sleep.
Great swim by Caleb Dressel to win the 100-meter freestyle. It was awesome. It was awesome.
Right. America and I did see gold. We won the gold in the gym, women's gymnastics.
Suni
right?
Lee, yeah, 18 years old. Absolutely amazing. She killed it. I wish it's going to be on TV tonight, so obviously we heard about it this morning, which is no fun. But, awesome that we were able to win gold with Simone out.
Yep, absolutely. It's a good job by her. Yay, Suni.
Very excited.
You know, you got to think, we've been talking about this NIL and stuff like that. No telling how much that means to her financially in the future.
Oh, my, yeah.
Now, she's going to Auburn.
Yeah, she's 18.
But with the NIL now, she can make all the money she wants.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She can be on the Wheaties box here pretty soon.
Yep, she is. She is going to I guess Auburn has a gymnastics team, so she is an Auburn signee.
They're apparently pretty good, as well as like the LSU. A lot of SEC gymnastics programs are pretty prominent.
Every time I watch it, because it's on the SEC Network sometimes, it seems like it's usually Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah, they have some
that are both
programs.
Always really, really good. Well, it's good. Bring on the gold, and she'll be bringing home. She'll get a lot of NIL money.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas before, she couldn't get it.
Yeah, she'll be in the 6-7 figures range for sure, especially after
absolutely.
Phenomenal performance.
Maybe she'd be on the front of the Wheaties box.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Simone was on there. Now let's get the other gold medal gymnast on there. That'd be great.
Absolutely. All right, we need to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking our first look at the highways this afternoon. Police are reporting a disabled vehicle on College Park Road and Highway 78. There's an accident being reported on I-26 westbound at mile marker 212. EMS and police are on the scene of an accident on I-26 eastbound at Ashley Phosphate. Another accident being reported, Highway 17 north at Morrison on the ramp. An accident main road at Lorist. Another accident on Savannah Highway at Hughes. And finally, they're working an accident on Savannah Highway at DuPont. Looking at the SCDOT cameras, right now it appears that traffic is moving freely across the Lowcountry. This traffic report is being brought to you by Palmetto Breeze. Palmetto Breeze is in full swing. It's the perfect time to catch the breeze and enjoy daily Charleston Harbor sales, including Sunday Fun Day. Palmetto Breeze embarks from lively Shem Creek and fills up fast. Tickets online at palmettobreeze.com. Get yours now and don't miss the boat. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and humid with a high around 87. Mainly clear and humid tonight with a low around 76. Partly sunny, warm, and humid Friday as we launch another Lowcountry weekend. A high around 91. Looking ahead, PM thunderstorm Saturday. Partly cloudy Sunday with scattered thunderstorms throughout next week. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon.
If you've been hurt on the job, don't count on your employer's insurance company to do what's right. They may deny some of your benefits, leaving you stuck with the bills, or force you to choose between working hurt and getting fired. Call the Joy Law Firm. We're one of South Carolina's most experienced workers' comp law firms. Let us fight for the workers' compensation benefits you deserve. Because your claim matters, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
Looking for a side hustle or a job for your kiddo? Consider Wingstop, the national leader in chicken wings and fries. Learn skills and trades that will advance your pay as well as your abilities in the hospitality industry. Apply in person at either location, Sam Rittenberg Boulevard or Rivers Avenue.
Summertime is prime time for working on your lawn, garden, or field. And whether you love caring for your land or just want to get the work done, it's time to head to Sparrow and Kennedy. Right now, you got this. 0% for 60 months on John Deere 1 through 4 Series compact tractors. These powerful, versatile machines with quick connect features keep you moving from project to project with ease. Visit SparrowKennedy.com. Offer ends 8/30/2021. Financing subject to approved credit. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
I'm Tino from 12220. In my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/foreabetterus.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color? What's your...
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
I got empty many bottles still in both our trays. Getting
drunk on a plane.
Fine drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a Jesus stewardess or something.
Hi everyone, welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on my favorite day, music day of the week, Thirsty Thursday. We're broadcasting live from Harborside East over in Mount Pleasant, the site of tonight's welcome on tour. Shane Beamer and a number of other coaches coming down to speak to the Gamecock group tonight. Braves win the day 6-3. That is the first final of the day. Right now, the Rays lead the Yankees 12-0. That game is in the bottom of the sixth. Royals over the White Sox 4-0. That game in the bottom of the fourth. Reds over the Cubs 2-0. That game in the bottom of the third. And the Nationals lead the Phillies 4-0. That game in the bottom of the first inning. They play two today, if I'm not mistaken. Looks like it got a late start for some reason. Because they were supposed to play at 12 and 3:30. So I think this is, I'm looking here. I'm sorry. This is the second game. Nationals beat the Phillies 3-1 in the first game today. So I had missed that final. So there we are. Dodgers and Giants, they're coming up at 3:45. Everything else on the lights tonight. Brewers are at the Pirates. Orioles are at the Tigers. Blue Jays are at the Red Sox. A's are at the Angels. And the Rockies are at the Padres. As far as golf, we've got the LPGA, the ISPS Handa World Invitational. I have no idea what that is. I know it's in Northern Ireland. So when Scott Glaze come on, maybe he can explain to us what is that. And, of course, you've got Olympic golf going on as well. Did you think Jazzman was second after day one?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Jazzman.
Jazz going for the goal there.
Here we go. He's trying.
All right. We have Gold Cup Soccer tonight. The semifinals at 7:30. United States will take on. Is it Qatar or Qatar?
Qatar.
I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Yeah. Qatar.
Qatar is where the – isn't that where the World Cup is in a couple of years or something?
I do believe so, yeah. The next World Cup is there, and it's going to be – they have to do it in the wintertime because it's so hot in Qatar, apparently.
I've heard it pronounced both ways, Qatar and Qatar. Also, at 10 o'clock tonight, Mexico will take on Canada. So, Gold Cup semifinals tonight. So, all in all, I ain't got to worry about the Braves the rest of the day. So, I'm in pretty good shape.
Yeah, just got a little Olympics to watch, huh? 100 meter.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know how much. I'll be here till probably. I won't get home at 9 or 9:30 tonight by the time I take all the equipment back to the radio station and all that stuff. But that's
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know this meeting here probably, probably last hour, maybe hour and a half, something like that.
All good information.
I'm just curious to see if Shane Beamer falls asleep while the others are talking because he's just so tired from
playing
golf.
He's
had a busy week, man, I tell you what.
I mean, he played a round of golf before he's, you know, coming to this gathering today, so he's got to be a little tired, huh? Especially
well, I don't know if he played golf.
Oh.
I know he had a golf event.
Oh, okay.
In Columbia today.
He might have shook some hands, said some hellos.
Yeah, he might have been just the cordial host or something like that. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
Are you going to be on the air after 6 tonight, or that you just going to go enjoy a cold beer and a plate of barbecue?
Yeah, one of the two, and I'll let you guess which one.
Let's see, you're going to be on a liquid diet. Let's just say that.
Right.
So here's my thought about the little girl that won the gold medal, how she could make some money. She could start endorsing Goldschlager vodka. Isn't that what they call it?
Yeah. Well, Goldschlager is not a vodka. It's like a – I don't know what Goldschlager is. How about a shot?
She could say, I could start drinking this in 3 years. I'm endorsing it today. She's only 18.
I think alcohol is one of the things athletes cannot endorse.
Well, she can't drink it. Why can't she endorse it? That's what I'm thinking.
You have to call Mark.
I'm no lawyer, but that leads me into my next, I'm segueing into my next topic. do you understand this cease and desist order the Big 12 tried to place on ESPN? That's not enforceable, is it? I mean, I don't understand. What's ESPN got to do with it?
Big 12 thinks that the ESPN is trying to dissolve the Big 12. The Big 12 thinks that the American Athletic Conference is trying to get the remaining members after Texas, Oklahoma, and Bob Bosby almost is he is positive in his mind that ESPN is behind the whole thing.
Well, listen, you got to figure TV dollars is definitely it's a financial move for Oklahoma and Texas, you would think.
Right.
Because they've got, I mean, Oklahoma's got a great football program. Texas has had good football programs. They're not so great now. But it's got to be a
Bosby
money
is he's basically accusing the ESPN of accusing the other conference members and of encouraging the other conference members to leave the Big 12 because they want to get Texas and Oklahoma in the SEC as quickly as possible. And one way to speed that up, if the Big 12 dissolves, they wouldn't have to pay a big buyout and they would be able to join the SEC that much faster.
Yeah, well, you got to figure that it's going to be a feeding frenzy if and it looks like this is going to happen maybe as soon as tomorrow. But if Oklahoma and Texas leave, you got to figure some of these other conferences. Look, Baylor's not chopped liver. Texas Tech ain't chopped liver. You know, there's some good schools in that conference that some other conferences would probably love to have.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't get it. It just looks like a bunch of grandstanding to me.
When all the dust settles, there's going to be some bad feelings between a lot of people.
You are right. And you know what? When that money starts flowing in, the people that get the money could care less about how they feel about it.
You're right about that.
Tell Shane Beamer I said hello.
Okay, I will. I'll do it. All right, we got to take a break when we come back. David Kloniger, who might actually be coming down here tonight. We'll find out with our weekly visit with him. That coming up here in just a minute. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Honda.
This is Gary Floyd, Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue, with exciting news. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Now's your chance to buy a new Honda with an interest-free loan for 60 months. Over 450 new Hondas on the ground and hundreds more on the way. So we'll do whatever it takes to make a deal. With up to 200% of KBB for your trade in any condition, that's double your trading value. And exclusive of that offer, Stokes Honda will match your down payment up to $7,000 for the purchase of any new Honda. Or you can buy now and pay later with no payments up to a year. Folks, don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
Max down payment, match on new pilot elite. Max trade over allowance, $4,000. No payments with 20% down, plus tax, tag, and with $499.50 administration fee with approved credit. Offers don't combine.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarlin cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Right now, South Carolina residents can get free tuition for more than 70 programs at Trident Technical College. That's right, free. It's no gimmick and easy to qualify. Just apply to the college, choose an eligible major, complete the FAFSA, and register for a minimum of 6 credit hours. Free tuition programs are available in engineering, manufacturing, maintenance, and technical trades. Free tuition programs are also available in culinary, hospitality, health and human services, as well as information technology. get the skills you need to be work ready. Whether you're just starting out or looking for a career change, this is the perfect opportunity to get a quality education without student debt. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online or in person to learn more about free tuition programs. We're here for you. Your success, your future, your college. Visit tridenttech.edu and enroll today.
Summertime is prime time for working on your lawn, garden, or field. And whether you love caring for your land or just want to get the work done, it's time to head to Sparrow and Kennedy. Right now, you got this. 0% for 60 months on John Deere 1 through 4 Series compact tractors. These powerful, versatile machines with quick connect features keep you moving from project to project with ease. Visit SparrowKennedy.com. Offer ends 8/30/2021. Financing subject to approved credit. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
I guess I called AA because alcohol didn't work anymore. Drinking used to give me a sense of meaning in life. I called AA not knowing what to expect. Certainly not cheerfulness, but that's what I got. People had humor. They seemed to be at ease. I hung around. Now I feel much more comfortable with myself and the people around me. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
Imagine being denied an apartment because of housing discrimination.
It's so wrong.
But who has the power to stop this?
You do. The law is on your side. If you've been discriminated against because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status, file a complaint with HUD. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
Visit hud.gov/fairhousing. A public service message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
It's time to talk sports with Bobby Harden. Now, here's that football-loving, barbecue-eating host of Fan Talk, Bobby Harden.
On ESPN 98.9 FM and ESPN AM 910.
Lime and tequila, it all gets to fading with one, two, maybe three margaritas. Throw them back and watch them.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Time now for our weekly visit with our good buddy David Cloninger, who covers the Gamecocks for the Post of Gloria. David, how are you today?
Not bad, Bobby. How you doing?
Are you coming down to the Holy City for the big shindig tonight?
No. I'll let some of the other guys handle that. We had the Beamer Media Golf outing here in Columbia today, so I don't think there's going to be too much news that happens in the next couple hours.
I don't know about Columbia. Well, if it's this hot in Charleston, I can't imagine what it is in Columbia, because it is a scorcher out there today.
Well, right now it's only a cool and breezy 101 in Columbia. So, you know, I mean, that's not too bad. I mean, that's one thing where I'm actually feeling a little bit of a chill. So I got to go get my winter coat on.
David also has Gamecocks Now that you can subscribe to it. I'll let him tell you how you can subscribe. But David, I tell you, I think it's been a huge success. I actually look forward to getting my email every day.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Yeah, it's something we just launched when Media Day started. So, obviously, when practice starts, we'll have a lot more to report. So, it can probably be a daily thing as opposed to pretty much every other day like it is at present. But, yeah, we're having a lot of easy success with it. I mean, that's the great thing about this beat. There's always something to write about.
Yep, absolutely. Well, let's get started. Football is obviously the big topic. Players official report. 1 week from today. Practice starts a week from tomorrow. A lot of question marks as we've gone over all summer long. When will we ever really know, David, what kind of a team there will be until we see them on September the 4th?
I mean, I think it might even come till after that, Bobby. I mean, obviously, you're getting a new coaching staff and really a new team. They've had to play the transfer portal so much. So September 4th might be just case of like, hey, go out there, see what works initially and keep doing that. In a perfect world, that's all you should need, to win the game. And then once you really kind of get your whole playbook in, you know, the next couple of 3 weeks, that's when you know what kind of team it is. So I think you'll have a pretty good idea of what this team can do and what it will look like after September 4th, but you probably won't know a complete idea of what you can expect him to do until probably after week 4 against Kentucky at home.
Right, and going into practice starting next week, injury-wise, we seem to be in great shape. I'm sure Shane Beamer hopes it stays that way. But am I wrong in saying that injury-wise, we're probably in as good a shape as we've been in a number of years?
Well, from what Shane Beamer's saying, yes. He's saying that there's not anybody who's going to be out at the beginning, that everybody who is recovering from an injury or a surgery in spring is ready to go. Of course, that remains to be seen once we get out there and start counting all the yellow jerseys. So could just be some coach speak. Could be there are some things that pop up in the next couple of days. But as he has said and been saying right now, everybody should be good to go, and that also includes all of the recruits who aren't yet here. Those guys should be here by August 6th and ready to go.
It seemed like the trend over the last several years, you guys don't get much access to practice and stuff like that. How much access, David, are you expecting to get as Shane Beamer starts fall practice?
Well, Bobby, that's an interesting question. I mean, I actually asked somebody today, and he said, you know, if you'd asked me 3 weeks ago, I'd have said it was going to be just like back to normal. 2 years ago before the pandemic hit. But now with cases again on the rise, the Delta variant out there, a lot of people just refusing to get a shot and, you know, continuing to spread the virus, that kind of thing, you just don't know. I mean, they say that it's not so much worrying about the media, but it's about the kids. And with the team 100% not vaccinated, it's right around 80% that are. There's still that other 20%, and also the fact that even if you're vaccinated, you can still catch it. So the last thing that you would want to happen as a fan, or me would want to happen as a journalist, you know, going to the Eastern Illinois game, oh, by the way, Kevin Harris is out this game because he caught COVID from a reporter. I mean, that would just be awful, right? So they're looking at that. They're not going to send out anything that they might have to take back. But they're still just weighing options. And if we can do it in person, we'll do it in person. If we can't do it by Zoom, then we'll do it that way. But it's just a constantly fluctuating thing. But, again, it was looking real good a few weeks ago, and now it's looking not so good. So we'll
right.
See.
And because I know at one time Shane Beamer, I forget where I saw him say it, but he had entertained the possibility of maybe letting the fans come to practice one day, but like you said, with COVID raging again, who knows where we are that. Speaking of question marks, David, who knows where we're headed in college football? What are your thoughts on everything that's going on? We talked last week about Texas and Oklahoma. Now we see with the Big 12 and ESPN are going at it. I love having something to talk about in July, but this is crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts, Bobby, and that's what happens with expansion. Once the first domino falls, everybody else starts trying to take the leftover pieces, and that's exactly what's happening here. And, of course, it's getting contentious. It's going to have to be fought in the boardrooms and in the courts. It's just going to be a huge mess. And the fact is, Bobby, that's the case when money and TV contracts drive everything, and that's what we're in for. So, of course, if you're a businessman, and you're in charge of the Southeastern Conference, and Texas and Oklahoma call them and say, hey, we want to join your league. Well, you got to do it, because you know that if you say no, they're just going to go join somebody else and therefore make you look weaker. So it's something that had to happen once Texas and Oklahoma made that initial call. And now that it's here, it's just going to be a case how everybody else has to deal with it. So, it's becoming – more and more like a professional league that's not the NFL every day. And I watch college football specifically, one, because I cover it, and two, because it isn't the NFL. So I don't know how that's going to be going forward, but it doesn't seem to be going on a team that I'm going to like.
Yeah, I don't like what I'm seeing either, I promise you that. A lot of discussion this week amongst the fans whether South Carolina should join the ACC if they had a chance. I don't see that happening, but I do get the conversation.
Oh, sure, Bobby. I mean, it would be a chance to kind of right that wrong that, kind of force them into this position to begin with of, having to try the wilderness for 40 years till they got back in a conference after they left the ACC in 71. But it's a question of, you know, well, should they or could they? One, I don't think there's ever going to be a chance for them to. I don't think that South Carolina is going to want to leave the SEC, and if they did, they wouldn't go asking the ACC to stay in there. So I think what's going to happen, Bobby, is this question of, like, well, should they? Should they maybe try to branch out on their own and go do it? And the answer there is still no. You know, they like where they are. They like those checks that are coming in. And even though you say, well, you know, there could be better chances to win here, blah, 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 well, maybe and maybe not. The fact is that South Carolina historically has won one conference championship in over 125 years. And they've been in three conferences and spent a whole lot of time as an independent. So you look at that and say, it really doesn't matter probably what conference you're doing. It's just like it is. So you might as well stay where the payday is the best.
Right. Do you think, David, that the end game is that we're headed toward a super conference? And if so, where do you see South Carolina in all of this?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any way that you can avoid it now, Bobby. I mean, this is going to be a 16-team conference, and that's just right now. Who knows what happens if some of the other Big 12 teams start asking to join, if some of the Big 12 teams go and join the Big 10, and then some of the Big 10 teams want to come south. Some of the ACC teams say, hey, I think our conference is too big. Why don't you take us? I mean, it's going to be that way, whether we like it or not, and I just wonder how it's going to affect everything, because with these super conferences, Bobby, they're pretty much just saying, okay, they're pretty much filling up the playoff, the 12-team playoff every year, but why do you even need a playoff? Let's just get these four super conferences or whatever they are. You just kind of have them play a round robin, and then we'll see the 20 best at the end and just play a tournament there. So it's always going to be about who's watching and how much they'll pay, and that's what it's going towards. And, you know, it's whether I like it or don't like it, it's going to happen. So you might as well get used to it.
All right, let's talk some women's basketball real quick. Alicia Gray wins the gold medal on the women's 3x3 team. Dawn Staley, A.J. Wilson, they have a chance for gold as well. The bracket for the Battle of Atlantis came out yesterday. We could have a possible matchups with both Oregon, which unfortunately is coming a couple of years late, and maybe UConn for the championship. That's going to be a heck of a tournament.
Or it could be against UConn for the championship of the losers bracket. That way too, but yeah, that's what the tournament's for. It was supposed to be here last year, and so that was looking really good because it could have been a matchup with Oregon Bear and a matchup with Oregon in the regular season, and it could have been two with UConn like it's going to be this year. It could be this year. So it's a tournament meant to showcase the elite in women's college basketball. It's the first year they're doing it on the women's side. They've had it in the men's side for a number of years, and hey, that's just status of the program. When they created this and said we could do it with the women too, then of course they said let's get South Carolina to do it. And of course, you know, Dawn Staley always wants to put her program against the best. And when she saw that field and said, so I get to go to the Bahamas over Thanksgiving instead of spending it in South Dakota like I did last year? Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll do that. So it's going to be an entertaining matchup, and I think the first game is against the Buffalo, I believe.
So, yeah.
We'll see what happens there. They played them in the 2018 Sweet 16.
Well, David, they're going to South Dakota too. So remember that now.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. Oh, yeah, be careful what you wish for.
Going to go play a neutral site game against the University of South Dakota. Okay.
We didn't have a whole lot of time to talk last week about the two new hires Mark Kingston made. What do you know about these guys, and do you like the hires?
Well, I mean, you know, it's not for, I mean, what else am I going to say? Oh, it's a terrible hire. I mean, I think they did what they needed to do. They needed a pitching coach. They needed a recruiting coordinator. And they got guys who've had good backgrounds in both and guys who succeeded in both. Chad, his name is actually pronounced Kaye, as in Yippee-Ki-Yay. Chad Kaye has been a masterful recruiter when he was at Southern Miss. Before he went to Texas A&M and then did it there. So that's the guy that you needed. He's already come in and hit the ground running. And then with Justin Parker, he kind of follows the Skylar Mead road. He was a pitching coach at a Big Ten school and had a lot of success. You know, you look at what Skylar Mead did here, it was very good. I'm anticipating the same from Justin Parker. So, you know, obviously both of those guys are coming in where the recruiting class for this year has already been set. So it's just going out and starting to build on that for next year. So, you know, the proof will be in the recruits they bring and the success that this team has. Because a lot of people were questioning Skylar Meade when he was brought in a few years ago. And you look at the pitching staff that he left, and it turned out really good.
Yep, absolutely. David, as always, good stuff. Appreciate you. And we'll talk to you again next Thursday, okay?
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks for having me.
Okay, David Cloninger, who covers the Gamecocks for the Post and Courier. Just go to postandcourier.com if you want to subscribe to David's newsletter. It's called Gamecocks Now. It's stuff you don't see in the newspaper. David's actually really funny on some of the things he writes and everything. And it's only like you could try it for 2 weeks, and if you don't like it, you can cancel it. And if you want to keep it, it's I believe it's $5.99 a month. But if you are a subscriber to the newspaper, it's only $1 a month. So go to postcourier.com, check that out. And don't worry, Clemson folks, they are working. I don't know if they've hired the new beat writer, but when the new Clemson beat writer gets settled, he's going to be doing something similar for Clemson as well. But I've really enjoyed reading David's stuff. I get one or two emails a day, and he does a great job with all that. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Police are reporting a disabled vehicle off College Park Road and Highway 78. There's an accident being reported on I-26 westbound at mile marker 212. EMS and police are on the scene of an accident on I-26 eastbound at Ashley Phosphate. Another accident being reported, Highway 17 north at Morrison on the ramp. An accident main road at Lorist. Another accident on Savannah Highway at Hughes. And finally, they're working an accident on Savannah Highway at DuPont. Looking at the SCDOT cameras right now, it appears that traffic is moving freely across the Lowcountry. Although traffic is starting to build now on the Mark Clark westbound between Long Point Road and the Don Holt Bridge. This traffic report is being brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. 2 locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and humid with a high around 87. Mainly clear and humid tonight with a low around 76. Partly sunny, warm, and humid Friday as we launch another Lowcountry weekend. A high around 91. Looking ahead, PM thunderstorms Saturday. Partly cloudy Sunday with scattered thunderstorms throughout next week. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
Helping you see clearly through the Lowcountry traffic. Dr. Christopher Orr with the Eye Care Center of Mount Pleasant, 1055 Johnny Dodds Boulevard. Call now for an appointment, 884-4343. That's 884-4343 or online at mountpleasanteyecare.com.
No one in AA said to me, why would a nice young girl with such a great future drink so much? They told me about themselves, and I found out that there were a lot of other people who were just like me. They drank only because the desire to drink was stronger than anything else. They didn't say to me, if only you'd do this, you wouldn't drink. In AA, they said, welcome. Come in and sit down. We know how you feel. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
In the Charleston area, call 843-723-9633.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Wasting away.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Liars is to go. If you tell you about those folks all the time, if your dry cleaner's not picking your clothes up in your home or office, cleaning them, bringing them back to you, you need to switch. No more trips to the dry cleaners. And Liars does a great job. To sign up, give them a call, 843-377-6994. Some of them, Liars, will come to your home or office. You'll set up the time. They'll come and pick them up, and then they'll clean them all up good. And they'll bring them back to you. So, also, if you mention you heard about Lyerly's here on Fan Talk, they're going to give you 20% off your next order. That's Lyerly's to go, 843-377-6994. All right, let's see where we are with this Big 12 situation.
Here we go.
Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby accused ESPN of encouraging other conferences to pick apart the league so Texas and Oklahoma can move to the Southeastern Conference more quickly and without paying a massive buyout. Big 12 believes the American Athletic Conference is attempting to grab all eight remaining members with Texas and Oklahoma leaving the conference. Bob Bowlsby, the Big 12 commissioner. And let's be clear here. Bob Bowlsby is a good commissioner. He's a very smart guy.
Absolutely.
He's not a nut job. He's mad as hell right now. I mean, the bottom line is, he's mad as hell. He alleges that conference media rights partner ESPN conspired to damage the league by luring Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC, as detailed in the cease and desist letter sent to the network on Wednesday. He tells CBS Sports that ESPN has actively engaged the American Athletic Conference to pursue 3 to 5 Big 12 members to join the league, suggesting it would be rewarded with future television proceeds. Big 12 bylaws are written in such a way that if there is even one member remaining, a program can individually sue any of the entities in this discussion. In other words, they could sue the SEC, the AAC, and ESPN. Leaning on the disinterested director's clause in its bylaws, the Big 12 intends to make the migration of Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC as difficult as possible. And he's mad. ESPN's first response was the claim in the letter has no merit. And there's been another response sent to Bob Bowlsby, and I'm going to try to read this off. I don't know if this is a true thing or not. I'm not going to read it because I don't know if that's true or not.
Twitter, you
I'll
never
wait
know.
Until
you never know on the Twitter, Bob.
Yeah. It's being reported by Awful Announcing.
Let me fact check them real quick.
So it's addressed to Bob Bowlsby from Bert Magnus, who I have no idea that is. It says, Dear Bob, this responds to your letter dated July 28, 2021. The accusations you've made are certainly entirely without merit, apart from a single vague allegation that ESPN has been actively engaged in discussion with at least one other unnamed conference, which ESPN disputes. Your letter contains entirely of unsubstantiated speculation and legal conclusions. To be clear, ESPN is engaged in no wrongful contact, and thus there is nothing to cease and desist. We trust this will put the matter to rest. ESPN reserves all rights and remedies in connection with this matter. So take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, Front Office Sports, Bobby, also reported as well, so we are good to go there.
Okay, so there's where we are. it's going to be a lot, again, when the dust settles on all of this, there's going to be a lot of hurt feelings. A lot of mistrust. And again, go back to what we talked about yesterday. Bob Bowlesby, the Big 12 director, sat right next to Greg Sankey, the SEC director. There were four people that came up with that 12-team college football playoff. And while he's doing that, Greg Sankey is over here working to get Texas and Oklahoma. So how would you feel? I mean, I don't know where this is going. I don't know what the end result of any of this is going to be, but it's certainly going to be interesting to watch. Texas A&M, who everybody thought would be against Texas and Oklahoma coming to the conference, their board of regents voted 8-1 yesterday to direct President Catherine Banks to vote in favor of extending invitations to both Oklahoma and Texas to join the SEC.
Well, they came out
first. So even Texas A&M not voting against it.
Well, that was the thing. Like, Texas A&M first came out, and they're like, hey, we want to be the only Texas school. And then they realized how much money that it would bring in and that this is a business. And they were like, oh, well, actually, this is a good idea.
Yeah, it probably didn't. Probably took a little phone call from Greg Sankey, too.
Yeah, very quick phone call.
I would imagine that's the way that went down. So, Braves win today 6-3. They're now 51-52 on the season, and they head home this weekend, and they'll take on the Brewers this weekend, 7 o'clock Friday, 7 o'clock Saturday, and 1 o'clock on Sunday. So another big series coming up for the Braves. I actually have tickets to next Saturday.
Oh, really?
The Nationals, Saturday night, yeah.
Driving out Saturday morning?
Yeah, I don't know. I might go Friday. I don't know. I just got the tickets yesterday, so I haven't really – it's way too early to plan.
Right. We'll make a little weekend in the hot Atlanta, Bobby. Why not?
Well, hopefully the College Football Hall of Fame is open. I've been trying to get down there and visit the College Football Hall of Fame forever.
Mm.
So that will be part of the trip.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, hopefully they're opened. They should be, right?
Well, I mean, the last time I was in Atlanta to a Braves game, there was something going on. You couldn't even get near downtown.
Yeah.
There was some kind of rally, something. You couldn't even get near downtown. But the Hall of Fame's really close to where Mercedes Stadium is.
Right.
And the Congress Center and all that stuff. And you couldn't get near it.
It says on their website that they are open now, full capacity. So.
Right. And then last year it got messed up during the riots.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
in Atlanta, remember they broke a bunch of windows and stuff like that.
Hopefully,
so
it's all repaired.
Hopefully that will be part of the trip.
Mm.
I can go to the Gamecock display in the College Football Hall of Fame.
It's a big display, apparently, right?
Oh yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
I mean, all you got all the national championships. All that stuff. So, it's going to be tremendous.
Awesome. I'm excited for you to see
highlight.
It.
I mean, it's the highlight. They say that's the first place everybody goes.
Yeah, it's right
when,
in the front.
When they go to
when
the
you
Hall
open
of
the doors of the Hall of Fame, it's right there. Game
absolutely. The first place I'd go.
Yeah, you know it.
All right, we got an hour in the boat. We've got 2 hours to go. We're at Harborside East, the site of tonight's Welcome Home Tour, the Charleston Dish, the final edition of the tour. They've been going all across the state, and for whatever reason, they always make Charleston last. So they save the best for last.
That's what it is. There we go.
We'll go with that. So, all right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Door Systems of Charleston, more commonly known as Overhead Door Company of Charleston, is your locally owned garage door service provider. Don't be misled by imitators' no service fee and then get overcharged for the service. Always look for the red ribbon logo to know you're dealing with a genuine Overhead Door Company. Call Door Systems of Charleston for all your commercial and residential garage door repairs or replacement. 843-266-6051 or visit overheaddoorcocharleston.com.
You know, birthdays and anniversaries are just a few of those special moments in life. So if you want to show her how special she is, Scatell her. At Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers, we're working the metals, setting the gems, creating each unique piece. And with our professional staff, we can help you choose the latest fashion perfect for her. Scatell her you love her for that next special moment, and she'll kiss you even before she opens the box. Scatell's, Mount Pleasant and Charleston. If you know she's the perfect one, let us help you create the perfect ring. At Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers, we're your full-service jewelry manufacturer. You see, we eliminate the middleman and create your special ring all on site. And with our free diamond seminar and vast loose diamond selection, you're assured of the right decision while getting the best value. Scatell her, you lover. Scatell's Manufacturing Jewelers, locally owned in Mount Pleasant and Charleston.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
USC Gamecocks, University of Florida Gators, Furman Paladin. The Clemson Tigers, University of Georgia Bulldog. The Duke Blue Devils, Auburn War Eagles, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. South Carolina State Bulldogs, Tennessee Volunteers, the Citadel Bulldogs. Ramblin' Wreck from Georgia Tech and East Carolina Pirates. Who's your favorite college team? They're all fixing to kick off college football season. And if you're a college football fan, you need to be at Stono Ferry for the 2021 kickoff to college football ESPN Golf Tournament. Thursday, August 19th at the Links at Stono Ferry. ESPN will dress out the winning foursome with your school's gear, print of your team stadium, and best of all, your team will go to your favorite school's homecoming 2021, courtesy of ESPN. That's right, bring you and three of your best buddies dressed in your favorite school colors. And the winning foursome scores tickets to their college homecoming game. Just go to charlestonsportsradio.com to register your foursome for the 2021 kickoff to college football golf tournament presented by ESPN Charleston.
This is Mike Mazzello for Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road. Have you noticed that some car dealers are running low on inventory? Well, at Stokes Volkswagen, not only do we have more than enough inventory, we've also got a huge selection of the hot new 2022 Volkswagen Taos crossover SUV. And the lease payment is only $219 per month. You get bold SUV styling, a turbocharged engine, and a digital cockpit for just $219 per month. Qualifying Taos purchases can be financed at 0.9 APR for 60 months. Best of all, at Stokes Volkswagen, you don't need perfect credit to qualify. In fact, our lenders are more lenient than ever, so all credit is welcome. Some SUVs are too big, other SUVs are too small, but the all-new Taos at $219 per month is just right. You're going to love the all-new Volkswagen Taos, I guarantee it. So come see us today at Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road or StokesVW.com.
Peace and love at Stokes VW.
39-month lease, $29.99 to assign, plus tax, tag, title, includes $49.50 administration fee, no security deposit, subject to lender approval, $17.05 per month, 1,000 bar for 60 months, 0.9% APR with zero down.
WTMZ, 98.9 FM, WTMZ, 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
Welcome back to you, Fan Talk, here on this Thursday afternoon. That might be my favorite song of all time.
Yeah, you know, you're not here in studio, but your head usually is bopping when this one comes on.
I don't even know who sings it. I know I've asked 100 times.
Zane Williams. I believe this is one of his only hits.
I think it might be his only
his only hit.
So anyway, but it was a good one.
Oh, it's great.
You had a good, Zane, you had a good run, man. Good run. So.
Zane, get it back.
Anyway. Though. 843-721-9500 is the number to call here on this Thursday afternoon. National Chicken Wing Day, and National Chili Dog Day.
Ooh. Ooh.
Good chili dog is hard to find.
It really is, yeah. You got to have the correct chili. If the chili's not right, then it's just not going to be good.
I mean, the very few, and I'm thinking fast food restaurants, the very few fast food restaurants that even sell hot dogs have, you know, just grow. They just opened a